Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says this is a pivotal moment in your life. This is a watershed time when the very landscape, the ground under your feet, spiritually speaking, is being reshaped and reworked to prepare you for what happens next. Purpose in your heart to abandon the tyranny of the familiar and step out into the new. Step out into the different, the unexpected, for your destiny and its fulfillment lie there. You are in a powerful season of testimony and miracles. Be bold to ask, for your rejoicing will be great and your joy will be full. But don't be surprised if not everyone in your life is as excited about what I'm doing as you are. Just love them. Love them. Let them go their way, for I am opening a door of utterance for you, a door of utterance and a door of moving forward in bold audacity, expecting my word to come through for you at every point of your need. This is a time to move forward and to reclaim what is rightfully yours. I am releasing incredible blessings upon you, blessings that will bring unadulterated joy, for you are being raised up as a witness to my name and to my faithfulness. Don't hesitate to speak my words out of your mouth. There are praying people waiting for you to stand up and be who I called you to be. Your pedigree doesn't come from man or from those who think they're the only ones I will use, for I choose to use you, says God, and I will use you for my glory. As you open your mouth, my word and my wisdom will flow through you, changing lives. I will show up unexpectedly, using you in extraordinary circumstances for my glory. The time for discouragement and heartache is over. You won't always understand how I'm unfolding the things I've promised you, but trust in my methods. I have a ways and means committee, says the Lord, to bring about your heart's deepest desires, even at the 11th hour. I answer the cries of your heart, not the questions of your mind. So content your heart with that which I promise, for this will be an over-the-top outcome. Know that I am working in your behalf, and your role is to keep seeking my kingdom, pressing forward in obedience, even if you feel like you're venturing into uncharted territory, sacrificing yourself for the sake of the kingdom. Know that unexpected rewards will follow. The heavens will open. The answers will come. And you will not be disappointed.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.